You should pick up.
This morning, I was all prepared for Sunday school. You know, I had some stuff that we were going to do. What we had talked about Wednesday a little bit, to go a little further, another step further. It was just Franny and I for a few minutes. We were by ourselves, and we were just talking. And then Lisa came in with the whole group, and there was nothing but women in there, right? And I kind of got a feeling what Drew goes up against. But yesterday, I'm going to talk about yesterday. Carol and I were at a point where we were, this goes there, that goes there, I'm not talking to you. No. It was getting where, you know, we were both, you know, this has been a long ordeal. We've been very tired. And no matter what, it's, and I look out the window, and here comes Linda. It's like, this God sends messengers. He not only sends messengers, he sends referees. Time out! Go to your corner! Go to your corner! No hitting below the belt!
That's right.
That's a bad blow. Don't do that. I'm taking points away from you. She shows up, and of course, she's got a bag full of food. Of course, this draws my attention right away, right? She came in, we sat down, we didn't have lunch, right? We sat to lunch, and she sat down in our little place, and we started talking, and I know that the Lord sent her over there, because it was getting to the point where I was going to lock myself in the room, and just turn the stereo, I turned the little radio up as loud as I can, just listen to the ball game, you know. But she came in, and she started talking to us, and ministering to us, praying with us. And the rest of the afternoon went much better than it did. Absolutely. This morning, had all the girls in there. I started talking about, I had everything laid out. I said, look, I'm glad you're here. I'm going to change this up a little bit. You say that I'm outnumbered. I'm looking at this as a positive. Now I've got all these feedbacks that you can help me learn about how to communicate with women.
Awesome. You got all this counsel right here.
We were able to open it up, talk about some of the most important things, and briefly, Linda, I don't want to take your time, but briefly, the most important thing about this was I wrote it down, and I put a note on it. Lisa said, from a woman, she wrote this down, I put a date on it. Men and women speak different languages. Hallelujah! What a revelation!
Great revelation!
How many of you guys have seen the Charlie Brown cartoons? Like, wah, 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 wah. That's what we hear sometimes, right, guys?
Amen.
Wah, 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 wah. Now, I don't want to embarrass Carolyn, but very quickly, Carolyn has a tendency to talk to herself.
Yeah, okay. She really does that.
And she's in the kitchen and she's talking, blah, 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 blah. And I'll walk by and I'll say, did you say something? I'm not talking to you. Okay. Men are very simple. On, off, do you talk to me? Come, you'll sit, stay. Right?
That's right.
So I guess I went back to my room and she's wah, 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 wah. She'll talk herself, I guess. I got the radio playing here, listening to baseball game, sorting through my assignment of all these clothes that I have to sort out. One pile goes to be hung up, one pile's gonna go in the drawer, one pile's gonna be the yard sale, one pile goes in the storage. This is complicated, man. Because when we sort through stuff, we're thinking of different things, right? We're not thinking this goes with that, this is accessorized with that. We're thinking, can I wear these pants? Are there holes in them that people can't see? Do they fit? Do I like them? Not the colors, everything else. Do I like them? Do they fit? Are they comfortable? Right? These are things we're thinking about. Winston, I hear this wah, 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 wah. Next thing, wah, 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 a little bit louder. Still in here. Are you talking to me? And then she's at the doorstep, right? Yes, it was. I'll be there. What? And then she turns around and walks off. Is she still talking to me? Is she talking to herself about talking to me? Now, here's the dilemma. She starts talking to me again when she's in the kitchen. I'm back in the bedroom. So I come in and say, look, if you want to talk to me, just, I can't hear you. I got this going on. You know, I a little hearing aim, get a bit older. Just come in here and talk. Well, she steps into the living room. wah, 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 wah. Well, it's louder, but I still can't understand it. Back into the kitchen she goes, still mad, because I didn't respond to it. Next thing, she's back to the doorstep again. Problem is, now Karen, this is fine, she talks to herself. I don't know when she's talking to me or not talking to me. I try to ask.
Get a bell.
And it's very simple. We talked about this in Sunday school, very, very simple. Where there are so many wave frequencies and different bands of communication in different AM, FM, shortwave 1, 2, 3, and 4, that's women's communication. Men are simple, like you said, a Dixie cup and strings. Hello. Are you there? I'm there. We need help. And I had help this morning.
You did, yeah, awesome.
Lisa and the girls explained to me a little bit about communications, and I explained how simple it is to communicate with men. It's very simple. Come here, I want to talk to you. Sit, stay, don't drill on the floor. It's fine. But the most important thing is that if we love each other,
that's right,
above everything else,
yes,
we can communicate. There are two alien life forms here, but we can communicate. And all we need to do is to take the time and understand each other. We've been stressed out. It's been a hard week going on. But above everything else, I want to say I love you. I'm glad we're there.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, and I'm so happy that we're there. And I love you guys. Thank you for helping me this morning. And above everything else, I came to Sunday school to teach today. I came to Sunday school and I learned today.
Amen.
And that's why we had such a riot fund. And it was just thank you guys for all that. And then, to top it all off, my tag team partner comes in a little late to help me out and even the odds a little bit. So it worked out great.
And your other tag team partner's here too, Ted.
Yes, sir.
You need
we're all here.
Back up. That's awesome.
Amen. Thank you.
And I would like to say that everything Ted said clarifies everything about Carolyn. There's nothing else for her to say. As David said in the Psalms, as I was musing, the fire burned. Praise the Lord.
My husband and I do the same thing. He'll walk away out of the room and be talking to me with his back to me. And then I'm going, huh? You know? And he'll drop rolls. It's the same thing. We're doing the moving thing, and he wants to put something here, and I want to put something there. It's like, take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break. Let's sit down, drink some water.
As faith grows, love for one another will grow. Very, very powerful.
Well, I was just going to say, for years, Mark would begin saying something to me and walk away. And I would be the little puppy dog and follow after so I could hear. And one day I realized, why am I doing this? I'm just enabling him. So I stopped. And of course, whenever one changes, then the other has to change. But I just want to say, God is so good, because we're learning, and you know, we're learning that, and we all need to learn this, that most people are not good communicators. They're just not, men or women. Most of us are not good. And one of the main things to do is just face the other person. And at least facing them, you know that you're talking to them. But we're busy. That's why he walks away from me, or I walk away from him. And we'll be at the other end of the house, and one of us will be saying, I hear you, but I can't understand a word you're saying.
<That's right. laughs>
Which means put it on hold till we get in the same room. So praise the Lord, you know, there's hope.
As we realize, too, the mercy that God has shed upon us in grace, that same Spirit of God will manifest that toward others. And so as He's been patient with us, we also will be patient with others while we're all still learning. We're all in class. We're going to be there until He comes and takes us home. But praise God, He is going to come and take us home. And praise God, we have hope. We have a future. We have a destiny. Praise the Lord, the great church of Jesus Christ. We're not perfected, but we're washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus. And we're not perfect, but we do serve a perfect God. Praise the Lord. So out of your mouths, hopefully you're preaching to each other this great hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And I want to thank the Farkas Advisory Council, revealers of wisdom, and such things for Ted today. And so that must have been where a lot of that laughter was coming.
It was awesome.
It's what?
It was hilarious.
I heard it through the wall. Praise the Lord. And I also am really blessed, Michelle, for you to come up and praise God, share our message with us today. It's just really beautiful. Thank God for every one of you guys. A lot of things happening, and it's not all told right here today because we don't have time for it all, but it'll come out. It'll all come out in due time.
Amen.
Once again, good to have each and every one of you with us today. Linda, come on up here and chomp. You've been chomping back there. Come on up here.
I don't know about you, but I kind of wanted to keep up those testimonies. Maybe we should just go ahead and do that. But I think we had Bob had a request here also. Did you want to still go ahead? Is there something that you wanted to share with us before I get going?
Yeah,
okay.
We're lost there. 5 minutes.
There you go. I don't know.
Oh, you still got it off.
Let me pray your...
I'll have it on.
Bible. When we finish reading this book, by next Tuesday, we'll break for lunch.
It's amazing to see him here today. It's just truly a blessing.
Give me the full book. I got it. They gave me 2 more pills because they didn't have taken enough, which puts me at 37 a day now.
Wow.
There's about 17 major little problems that I have. That those 17, that those 36, 37 pills, plus the insulin shot, is supposed to take care of, but it's not up to them, and it's not up to me. It's up to God.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one that puts me here this morning, or it's up to me to follow what he tells me to do. I could have stayed at home, sat in a chair, watched television, read books, whatever. But as I told Sister Linda and Brother Mark yesterday, I believe that this morning my place was here for whatever reason, to receive and maybe to give a little, to receive a blessing. Deb and I have been married in January, this coming January, 43 years.
Wow.
And men, I have learned, if you listen 2 to 3 times more than you talk, you're better off. Okay? Oh, I'm not trying to be cool with the dark glasses. Last night, while I was looking at something, my glasses broke. And so, just in order to see a little bit, this is all I had right at the moment. But I told the devil, I said, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You know, I could put my nose in the book and read it. You know, I'm going to read. I'm going to be here anyway. So, it was a waste of his time and effort. So, anyway, if you would just real quick, 2 things. Number one, the Lord showed me last night a boy between 5 and 10 years old, not dressed any particular way, just dressed, standing in front of a door. The door was partially open, and it looked like it was being opened a little bit, and the boy was completely surrounded in darkness. And he was standing in the light of what was coming through the door, which was a brilliant, okay, I can't describe it, the Lord's light, I feel. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is look to the Lord. And if the Lord gives you an interpretation of this, and it's for the fellowship here, please get up and tell us what the Lord has given you. If it's personal, just for me, or for someone else, of course, wait till after the service is over. Okay? But I'm going to ask you to look to the Lord in just a minute for that. In the meantime, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, if you have your Bibles with you. We're going to be just real quick, Ms. Linda. Doctor, sister, colonel, is there any particular, all of them is all right? I mean,
just don't call me late for dinner.
I love it, man. We have 2 sisters in here who have disciplined themselves to go through probably some of the hardest academic work that one can do. Now, I've met a lot of academics in my life at the University of Florida and University of Central Florida in Ocala and a few other places, LSU and FSU, and I have a certain opinion about academics, but I'm going to tell you, these two academics are first Christians in the Lord, praising the Lord, and that makes such a difference. And I'm thankful for both of you. Thank you very much, okay, for your disciplines. Okay, chapter 4. I'm reading a little bit, probably different translation, so if I sound a little funny when I'm talking here, just bear with me. A person should consider us in this way, as servants of Christ and managers of God's mysteries. In this regard, it is expected of managers that each one of them be found faithful. It is of little importance to me that I should be evaluated by you or any human court. In fact, I don't even evaluate myself, for I am not conscious of anything against myself, but I am not justified by this. Okay? The one who evaluates me is the Lord. Therefore, don't judge me anything prematurely before the Lord comes, who will both bring to light that which is hidden in darkness and reveal the intentions of the heart, and then praise will come to each one from God. The last sentence there, the last line. Praise will come to each one from God. There's no praise that man can give you, no title that man can give you, that will equal even the thought of the praise that God will give you when the time comes. Keep that in mind. So your struggles and my struggles, I should say our struggles, on this earth are nothing. All these things that I do to stay alive, or what God has put for me to go through to stay alive until He calls me, because when He calls you, your number's up, Bubba. Okay, thank God. is nothing. You know, there's nothing. If I sit here and tell you some of the, I could sit here and have you all bawling probably before, in 5 minutes, with all the junk that's going on. But in the meantime, it don't mean a thing. In Vietnam, some of you probably have seen the movie Hamburger Hill or one of them. There's a saying. Sister Linda probably knows it too, and Sister Shirley. It don't mean a thing, man. It don't mean a thing. And literally, that's what it is. Unless you're shot and killed, it don't mean a thing. Because tomorrow's another day if you should wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. All right, just keep in mind the praise of the Lord. I also would encourage you, if you haven't done it in a while, to take a look at the book of Colossians. It is a beautifully written book. It is what God wants you to experience on this earth and what is to come. It will lift you up and guide you. Read it in two, three, however many translations you got. The King James Version, of course, is excellent. But if you got another, read it in as many of them as you got, because you will be blessed. Hallelujah. God, thank you. Amen.
Get those,
Lisa,
get us
practicing.
Yeah. Oh. Say that, and repeat that again, if you would, that vision that you saw.
Okay. I saw a boy, 5 to 10, standing in front of a doorway, back a little ways, and the doorway had started to open and was opening, and it was a great light shining, and of course he was framed inside that great light, and all around him was utter darkness. And I believe there is something there, either for the fellowship here, because God knew that I was coming here, or for maybe be individually, but I'm thinking it's for the fellowship. So just, if you get something from the Lord, like I say, raise your hand and Sister Linda will give you a minute. And I thank you, Sister.
Thank you.
Submission to the Lord, Bob.
Thank you so much.
Keep that submission to the Lord. The Lord shows something here.
When he said that, it came to mind what was brought forth earlier by Naomi about being childlike as a child. And what I was understanding was that if we will go to the Lord in that thing about childlike, even though we are surrounded by darkness, that huge bright light I was understanding was His understanding that we will know what to do, where to go, whatever. And just like stopping by, what I thought was just stopping by with a little housewarming meal turned out to be what God had planned, because I had planned to go earlier. But you see, God's timing is perfect. It's always perfect. So that, and there may be another enlargement on that, but as you were speaking, that's what I understood the Lord was saying. And I find that amazing, because He gave that to you yesterday, but today, without any contact between you and Naomi, we had the thing about a small child. So if we will remain childlike, not childish and spoiled and whiny and all this stuff, childlike in going before the Lord, even though we are surrounded by darkness, there will be a way made. And what I understood, that huge brightness was understanding from the Lord. And I bless the Lord. Shirley?
That's pretty much what I was receiving, that we each one were like a child, and the darkness is the world around us. It's pressing on us. It's, you know, we aren't walking in darkness, but the world is all around us, and it's getting thicker and heavier. Mm-hmm. And there is that door, and it's the doorway to liberty, to let go. He mm-hmm. says we're concerned with too many things. We trouble ourselves with too much, and we have too much that's keeping us back, and He has liberty for us, and which is comes with understanding. And it, I just heard the word step through, just go through like a kid would go through. They're not concerned, they're not asking all kinds of questions. Oh, what if, and what about, and what is this, and what is that, and if I do this, then who that, what about them? And you know, it's like a child's not doing all that, and He just wants us to go through.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
But I know God has so much for us that we as His children should have already grasped a hold of, and we have not. But He is so patient with us. He has it there for us.
Amen.
We just have to boldly walk through and take it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I got beyond the, we must go beyond the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Was that Mary?
We must go beyond the flesh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And stop living
Amen.
In the flesh. Yes.
Amen.
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 Very good.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. How wonderful. I mean, this is a real touch of God's Spirit here today. I mean, you know, we come prepared with what the Lord shows us, if those of us who are called to teach and all this, but we have to go in God's flow. It's what He wants for us today and for those that are listening. May we all truly learn from all of this and how He touched Bob's heart to share something with us. But it all comes together when you see what's going on.
That scripture that you read to us from Corinthians 4:1-5, the Lord had me in that yesterday, and I understood that, and it was for a sister, but that I know that many of us are in this place, and He said here, you know, it's nothing to me. I'm not thinking about what your opinion of me is. Mm-hmm. I don't even judge myself, He says. Well, we shouldn't, because that's not our job. Mm-hmm. But He wants us to be set free from that, and the Lord was showing me that this is a major bondage for many of His children, that we're so concerned about what people are thinking, and what are they going to say, and what if it's not good enough, and it's got nothing to do with God. It keeps us bound so that we're not at liberty to worship and praise and honor God in our lives. And there was another aspect of that. I'm trying to think what it was. Well, I'll just stop there.